Fear can be debilitating, but it's pretty amazing what happens when hope becomes part of the conversation. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll explore how terrorism and the Great Commission create unique gospel moments in the U.S., Nepal, and beyond. U.S. President Barack Obama is making the rounds this week, trying to calm nerves and reassure the American public. Along with touting gains made against ISIS, he's warning against Islamophobia. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA agrees. She says anti-Muslim speech coming from Western nations like the U.S. is a risk to Christians around the world.
The West is associated with Christianity, so anything Western is labeled Christian.
She points to the Nigerian terror group Boko Haram as an example. A literal translation of Boko Haram means Western education is sin.
They target Christian churches or schools because they associate it with the West. Whenever groups like this or the Islamic State are witnessing how Western governments or Western peoples are treating others, they automatically assume Christians are wrapped up in this, and Christians begin to face more persecution.
In other news, the United Nations recently announced more than 3 million children are at risk in Nepal. Soren with Vision Beyond Borders says,
this situation, this earthquake and the blockade is pushing our country maybe hundreds of years back. That means a lot of people are homeless, a lot of children are homeless.
VBB runs children's homes in Nepal, but with all the need, there just isn't enough room. As winter approaches, these kids have nowhere to go. Yet in the middle of crisis, there's pushback. There are accusations saying these kids' homes are a scam.
I would say in some of the cases, yes, it is. But this day in Nepal, the government is intervening in that situation, which means the government does not allow to keep any children who have their parents in children's homes.
Soren asks more than anything, pray for Nepal, for these kids and the ministry that's serving them. To learn other ways that you can help, visit our website at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. So last month, you met GEMS Girls Clubs, the ministry committed to equipping girls to live out their faith in Jesus with over 900 clubs worldwide. But in one country, GEMS has taken that equipping a step further by opening a day school for both girls and boys. Chris Palosari says it all started with a club and U.S. and Zambian women working together.
They started to understand a little bit more about the challenges that the children overall face. The cycle of poverty, the lack of education, the lack of resources.
The chief of a tribal village donated land to GEMS to construct a day school for orphans and vulnerable kids.
He wanted so desperately for the children of his tribes to be able to have education and to have Christ.
But there's a greater goal for the school. We'll share that tomorrow. Africa Inland Mission knows that men and women working together bring the strengths of both to the mission field. One way that they utilize that strength is through sports teams. In Creative Access Nation, sports becomes the universal language that connects people across all boundaries. A team is forming now for a 3-year ministry term. If you have a heart for missions and want to blend your love for sports with your desire for making Christ known, why not explore this unique opportunity? And there's always been a lot of division between people who have different beliefs. Right now, we're seeing division between Muslims and Christians, but Food for the Hungry is encouraging believers to start engaging outside the religious circles by showing people Christ's love. Where do you start? By lifting up the dignity of people that you come across. You can end the divide between people by looking for the next step and get details from the stories in today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. So keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.